Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Fundamentals, 10 Keys to Reality by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Frank Wilczek, is a wide-ranging guide to the deep ideas that modern physics uses to describe the world. Rather than focusing on a single discovery, Wilczek organizes the story around 10 big concepts that act like master tools for thinking, from symmetry and conservation to quantum reality and the nature of time. The book is written for curious non-specialists who want more than headlines but less than a textbook, combining physical intuition with the spirit of mathematical clarity. Wilczek also shows how these concepts evolved historically and how they connect across fields such as particle physics, cosmology, and condensed matter. Along the way, he highlights how scientific knowledge is built, why certain abstractions are so powerful, and where the biggest open questions remain. The result is both an introduction to the foundations and a reflection on what it means to understand reality through physics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, symmetry as a guiding principle. A central theme is that symmetry is not just aesthetic, it is a practical engine for discovery. Wilczek frames symmetry as the idea that different descriptions of a situation can represent the same underlying reality, and that invariances reveal what is truly physical. He connects familiar symmetries, like rotating an object without changing its properties, to more abstract ones used in fundamental theory. Symmetry principles help physicists decide what kinds of laws are plausible, and they sharply restrict the possible forms those laws can take. The book also emphasizes how symmetry can be hidden or broken, and why that matters. Many features of the world, including distinct forces and the properties of particles, can be understood as outcomes of symmetry patterns and how they change. By treating symmetry as a key, Wilczek shows how it unifies topics that might otherwise feel disconnected, linking geometry, forces, and particle classifications into a coherent viewpoint. Readers come away with a sense that symmetry is a compass. It points toward deep structure even when direct observation is difficult. Secondly, conservation laws and the logic of invariance. Wilczek highlights conservation laws as a second key for making reality predictable. Conservation of energy, momentum, and related quantities are not merely bookkeeping tricks, they reflect stable features of nature that persist through change. The discussion ties conservation to symmetry in a conceptual way, emphasizing that invariance in time and space correlates with conserved quantities. This helps explain why certain numbers remain constant across wildly different phenomena, from collisions to planetary motion. The book uses conservation to illustrate how physicists reason from general principles to specific consequences, and how these constraints simplify complex systems. It also clarifies what conservation does and does not mean in modern contexts. For example, energy can shift between forms and appear non-intuitive in relativistic or quantum settings, yet the underlying rule remains a powerful anchor. Conservation laws become a bridge between everyday experience and advanced physics, showing how a small set of invariants can generate broad explanatory reach. In Wilczek's framing, learning to think in terms of conserved quantities is like learning the grammar of physical change, enabling the reader to parse unfamiliar problems with confidence. Thirdly, quantum reality and the role of probability, the quantum key addresses how the microscopic world departs from classical expectations. Wilczek presents quantum theory as a framework where outcomes are often probabilistic, while the rules governing those probabilities are precise. He explores how quantum states encode information about potential measurement results and how interference makes quantum behavior qualitatively different from simple uncertainty. Rather than treating quantum ideas as mere paradoxes, the book focuses on what the theory allows you to calculate and why its abstractions work so well. It also situates quantum mechanics as the foundation for much of modern technology and for our best understanding of matter. A crucial part of this topic is the measurement problem, and the shift from a smooth evolution of quantum states to definite outcomes and observations. Wilczek discusses interpretive tensions without turning the book into philosophy alone, emphasizing that practical success and conceptual clarity can coexist even when ultimate meanings are debated. By the end of this section, readers should understand why quantum theory forces a new picture of reality, one where possibilities are real ingredients in prediction, and where observation plays a distinctive, unavoidable role in connecting theory to experience. Fourthly, fields, particles, and the structure of matter. Another key is the modern view that fields are fundamental and particles are excitations of those fields. Wilczek uses this perspective to connect the physics of forces and the physics of matter, showing that what we call a particle is often best understood as a localized, quantized ripple in an underlying field. This framing helps unify electromagnetism, the behavior of electrons, and the interactions studied in particle accelerators. It also offers a way to think about empty space, not as nothingness, but as a physical medium with properties capable of fluctuating and carrying energy. The field viewpoint clarifies how interactions arise through coupling between fields and how the same general principles can describe diverse phenomena. Wilczek also points to the standard model as a triumph of this approach, built from symmetry ideas and field dynamics, while noting that it is not the final word. By emphasizing fields, the book equips readers with a modern mental model that makes later topics such as the vacuum, unification, and cosmology easier to grasp. It is a conceptual upgrade from the picture of tiny solid balls to a richer, more accurate ontology. Lastly, time, emergence, and open frontiers, Wilczek's final themes broaden from established theory to deeper questions about how reality is organized. Time, in particular, becomes a lens for examining what is fundamental versus what is emergent. Physics laws often treat time symmetrically at the microscopic level, yet everyday experience has a clear arrow of time tied to entropy and information. The book explores how such macroscopic directionality can arise from underlying rules, and how emergence allows new effective laws to appear at larger scales without contradicting microscopic fundamentals. This topic also connects to questions about complexity, life, and the limits of reductionism. Even if the basic laws are known, higher-level patterns may require their own explanations. Wilczek uses this discussion to point toward unfinished business in physics, including the relationship between quantum theory and gravity and the nature of cosmological initial conditions. Rather than presenting a closed system of answers, he frames fundamentals as a toolkit that keeps working even at the boundaries of knowledge. The reader is left with both a stronger grasp of what current physics claims and an appreciation for why the biggest mysteries are intellectually fertile, not merely gaps to be embarrassed by. In conclusion, this book fits readers who are curious about the deepest layers of modern science but do not want a conventional textbook. It is well suited to general readers, STEM students outside physics, engineers, and anyone who enjoys big idea nonfiction that rewards careful attention. The benefit is not only learning facts about particles or cosmology, but learning a way to think. By organizing physics around 10 conceptual keys, Wilczek helps you build durable mental models that transfer across topics: symmetry for spotting structure, conservation for tracking change, quantum principles for understanding limits of classical intuition, and field thinking for unifying matter and forces. That toolkit can sharpen everyday reasoning about evidence, models, and uncertainty, even beyond science. Compared with similar popular physics books, its distinctive value is the author's ability to combine high-level insight with a coherent architecture. Many books offer a tour of discoveries, but this one emphasizes the underlying concepts that make those discoveries possible and shows how they connect. If you want a single, thoughtfully designed map of fundamental physics written by a leading contributor to the field, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Frank Wilczek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.